But if they heed the Copernican Galilei said, so it's mentioned by the Lamer and Rosh Hashanah. You can check up on me. It's on the Gemara that hope of Dal Chor Mirsesar. So the Lamer says that the earth revolves around the sun. So then the Lamer points out, even though the Rambam says the contrary, but many Rishonim say like Copernicus, that the earth revolves around the sun. And it is interesting that Maharal Mipog in Nisiv Yudalet, in Nisiv Eselon, Nisiv Ator, Peret Yudalet, so he discusses the importance of studying Chochma Seyon, and he says that one, that every Jew should study Chochma Seyon, because Chochma Seyon emanates from the Rebbein Shalom. How can one have a negative attitude towards Chochma Seyon? And the Gemara says, in Dimur Chodom Yish Chochma Vagoyim Tami. And when one sees Chochma Chachma Seyon, he has to say, Brache, Shenosa Mechochma Seyon Vazam Adam. How can we have a negative attitude towards Chochma Seyon? The Maharal Mipog says that. So the Maharal Mipog says, you see, there is one great scientist, he doesn't mention his name. Why he doesn't mention his name, I don't understand. But he means Copernicus. And he knew Copernicus, he corresponded with Kepler and Copernicus. He was a contemporary of Kepler and Copernicus. So he said, through his Chochme, so he discovered that the whole system is different than what people thought. I'm telling you, he means that the earth revolves around the sun. So Maharal Mipog himself agreed with the Copernican theory that the earth revolves around the sun. And then the Zohar Parsha Vayikra, as the Orach Neir points out, so mentioned that the Zohar Ibn Ezri Kashe, Ba'oretz Ra'il Remedes, how is it Ba'oretz Ra'il Remedes? But the earth revolves around the sun, so how do I? So the Zohar gives you terrors. All right, I don't want to mention the terrors. It's too deep. First of all, I don't understand the terrors. So, but the Zohar is that kasha. So I think that the expression of Hamig ben Minag de Acheretz is based upon the premise that the earth revolves around the sun. So what does it mean the earth revolves around the sun? So, the earth makes two motions. In the course of a year, it completes a revolution around the sun. And each day, it revolves around its own axis. So, Hamig ben Minag de Acheretz, I'm not saying it's a drashe, I'm saying it as a loche. I think there's the pshat. So, Hamig ben Minag de Acheretz means act out your Safta Digonecho. Hamig ben Minag de Acheretz, act out the practice of the earth. What does the earth do? Makes two motions. One motion it completes in the course of a year. It's a revolution around the sun, and every day it revolves around its own axis. A human being too. He has to make two revolutions. First of all, he has to make a slow revolution around the sun, around all the branches of wisdom. Of course, the central branch of wisdom is Chochmas HaTorah, that's the Neir Maharavi. But he has to make a revolution around the other branches of wisdom too, the sun, the shed light, the Chochmas emanate from the Rebbein Yisrael. In Yemel HaChodom, Yesh Chochma Bagoyim Istamim. Is the army. So, and then there is that element, that's Yishuvayo. Now, the Rambam says, Rabbi Shechter, do you grant me a number of minutes of grace? I want to know.
As long as the Rosh Yeshiva wants.
Okay, fine. But you say it's the same chate. Okay, fine. I'm not going to take advantage of your generosity, but just a few minutes. Now there is a Mishnah in Makkos. Maya Rishus. auf Korishus, Jotso Abernackes Mei, Barab Redes Talmidei, Ushli Abesden Shehikom. What does it mean, Abernackes Mei? If he hits his son in the course of teaching Torah. So then, and Bishedi, if he kills him, he's Potter of Boris. Or if he rabbi in the course of teaching Torah, so he killed the Shedig, the Talmud, he's Potter of Boris. And the Gemara says that's not only true of Makkes, Mei, or Talmidei in the course of teaching Torah, but also if he's Hilik, as Mei, as Talmidei in the course of teaching an Unnes, because Unnes is also Nitzvah. And the Rambam Kasten said in Perikei, Mihilches, Ritziach, Ushmiras Nefesh, Habein, Shehorak, Esobi, Bishgobo, Goyle, Vichimorok, Shehorak, Esmei, Gila, Yodein, Vamed, Vom, Amurim, Bishahor, Gishaloi, Bishaslimut, Oishoi, Mulambi, Unnes, Achere, Shemitzorich, Lo, Avon, Yisa, Vnei, Kidi, Lambi, Teo, Chochmo, Unnes, Umei, Spota. So the Rambam says, Avon, Yisa, Vnei, Kidi, Lambi, Teo, Teo, Unnes, everybody knows, Chochmo. Couldn't say that he means Chochmah Satero because he mentions already Torah. So what does Chochmah mean? Chochmah means Chochmah Seila. Obviously it means Chochmah Seila. So where is the mitzvah? So the Tzotnas Paneach in Tshuva, it's not in the regular Seifer of Tzotnas Paneach, but it's a special Tshuva that was printed in the Torah journal in Israel, Mayon. I have it written down, I mean which Mayon it is. So there the Tzotnas Paneach says that it's the mitzvah of Hanig ben Minan Derechetz, the Yosaftu Gonecho, Hanig ben Minan Derechetz. So, and then the Tzotnas Paneach, Yosef Rosen, mentions a Mechilte in Parshas Bei, at the end of Parshas Bei. So there the Mechilte says, Ho of Chayeb Lilami des Bnei Toiro Beumnes. Then Rabbi Akiva Meir, af mechuyov lelamdei lashiti b'mayim. So that's mentioned in the Mishnah, in the Gemara in Dushin also. But then that's Rabbi Akiva. Rebbe Meir, af mechuyov lelamdei yishuv medino. Yishuv medino and yishuv eilom is hanach. So Rabbi Yisrael Rosen says, that's chochmah. So that's a mitzvah. In other words, why is unnes a mitzvah? So the Gemara in Kedushin says, "Mitzei chayim misha asher afto." So in bisho mamish hakosuk midaber. So remain dunes, teach dunes to your son, together with Meron Gomer's son, kishem shem lechuyeb lelamdei lelasiyeh misho kach lechuyeb lelamdei dunes. Being bitora kos mitaber rechaim misha shal afto. So isho symbolizes Torah, because Torah is compared to isho. So lameid innes lebincho kmoish mechuyev lelamed ez neteiro kach mechuyev lelamed ez neunis. So there is a mitzvah to teach an unis. Why is an unis important? Why is an unis important? So it's not to make a living. It's not just to make a living. Of course, it's important because umnes is one element in their hearts. What is their hearts? Anything that is conducive to Yishuv Hamdino and anything that is conducive to his own fulfillment, so comes within their hearts. And of course, an umnes, if a person does not have an illness, he does not have a job, he does not have a living, he does not make a living, even if he gets enough from relief. Sometimes you can get more when you are on relief than when you have a job. Some doctors from Israel told me that those who live on relief in the United States make out much better than the doctors in Israel. So even if a person has the means to live, let's say he has a shvel gives him ibikikes. There is such a thing. There are many shvels who give ibikikes. There's something 50 years ago I didn't know, I mean, but it's actually there. Today there are many Shvels who are looking Davke for a son-in-law who will take, accept Ivikiches. And they are looking for it. So then there is no Daigis for Moshe, but couldn't say that someone who lives an Ivikiches all his life, he doesn't do anything else, that he realizes self-fulfillment. So the union of oneness is not just in order to make a living. You see, Rabbi says that even if one is a terrific businessman, that the father is still mechuyev to teach him oneness. But I think that in business you can make much more money than oneness. A businessman is able to make more money than a carpenter anytime. So still Rav Yudeh, we don't pask like Rav Yudeh. We pask like an accountant. But Rav Yudeh says he must teach him an illness. Why? Because it's not just a question of being able to make a living, otherwise he'll have to live on charity, he'll have to beg, he'll become a pauper. Even if he doesn't have to become a pauper, even if he gets enough money from the link. So there is no self-fulfillment. So Hamid ben Minag Dacharetz means that he has to be engaged in everything that is conducive to the upbuilding of the Medina, Yishuv Medina, Yishuv Ayom, and everything that is conducive to his own upbuilding, to his own self-fulfillment. So now I try to midalik al horen and mikafis al voice. Now I said that the halachic justification for Torah Mador as the goal for Yeshiva University can be discussed from the point of view of five prerogatives, five perspectives. Perspective number one, the study of Mador as a supplement or complement to Torah can be justified on the basis of the fact that the study of Mador is necessary as a medium towards the attainment of Avos Abayei. That was discussed already. Perspective number two, the study of Mador as a supplement or complement to Torah can be justified on the basis of the fact that the study of Mador is conducive to Yishuv for Elom or Yishuv Medina or the upbuilding of the world. That was discussed already. Perspective number three, the study of Mador as a supplement or complement to Torah can be justified on the basis of the fact that the study of Mada is necessary as a medium towards self-fulfillment or self-upbuilding. That was discussed already. Now two more perspectives have to be discussed. Perspective number four, the study of Mada as a supplement or complement to Torah can be justified on the basis of the fact that the study of Mada is essential for a full understanding of the Torah and for the application of the halacha to the numerous and multifarious vicissitudes of life. It goes without saying that in order to be able to pass the shaila in electricity, you have to be versed in at least the rudiments of physics. In order to pass the shaila in pikuach nefesh, whether an operation should be performed, should not be performed, so one has to be versed in the rudiments of biology or physiology, I mean, and so on. He doesn't have to be a big scientist, but he has no. If somebody is a goyen and has a mind like Rav Moshe Feinstein, so without studying the rudiments of science, so if he just hears a scientist explain to him in half an hour, he'll grasp it. But not everybody has the mind of Rav Moshe Feinstein. So in order to understand the mitzvahs, he has to study science, otherwise he will not be able to pass Shailas in Pikuach Nefesh. So that is what the Rambam meant when he said, Nilkechu kirakoches ukitaproches ukeifes liteo. So that's perspective number four. What is perspective number five? Kilaharis es ha'amim ves ha'sorim es yofio. I think that when the Gemara in Shabbos says כל כל שום ידיעה לחשי בתקופיס ומזולינס. והנה מחשי, רבי שחטה, I think in another 10 minutes I'll be finished, okay? שידיע לך שיפקורס ומזולס ואין לך שרק אוספי מהיר וספר עד ישם לו יביטו מציאות עוברו. זה זה פוסק נשאי. And then he says that it's mitzvah to be לך שבתקופס ומזולס because כי היא חוכמסכם ובינסכם לעניין. And the Rambam in the Tshuva to Rav Yenis Nakel, so he has reference when he says לארץ העמים וססורים אסיופיו כתיבס מריהם. So he has reference to this gemara, כי היא חוכמסכם ובינסכם לעינם. So it is interesting. רב עזריה פיגו, he is one of the דלי הפוסקים, המחבר of גדולי תרומו, in his sefer בינו לעיתים. So he says, true that gemara says, that mitzvah lechashit kufis mazoles, it's mitzvah for mitor, for lomditor, to be versed in the sciences in order to be able to inspire the nations of the world with the beauty of the Torah, either Torah, but the Gemara mentions the passage of chi chochmaschem ubinaschem leiniam, but the Torah says in that passage, ushmartem vasisem, כי חוכמסכם ובנצכם לילי עמים, אשר ישמיעו נסכול החוקים האלה, ויאמרו רק המחוכם בנובין הגוי הגודל הזה. So, the Torah emphasizes the element of שמרתם ועשיסם. So it is not just by being versed in the sciences, so we'll be able to inspire the nations of the world with the beauty of the Torah. We'll be able to inspire the nations of the world with the beauty of the Torah if the study of nature will be a tool to shmartem vasisem, if it will lead to an ideal behavior pattern. So then, it's ki chochmaschem ubinaschem le'amim asher yishmiu neskol hachukim eile v'yomru rak hamchochom v'novin hagoyavon hazeh. And this is the reason as to why the Rambam in the preamble before the Siddha Torah, before Sefer Amado, in which he discusses, the Siddha Torah discusses the importance of the study of natural sciences. So in the preamble, he says, Mishaych has the Chori Techo, which it costs for Mishrei. When will we be able to inspire the Amim and the Sorim? Be Yofio Ketivus Mari, when will all people, Jew or non-Jew alike, be able to see Rakam Chochom Vinovin Hagoyaze? Not just by Jews being proficient in physics, in chemistry, in biology. Even if Jews will get all the Nobel Prizes in all the fields of science and humanities, but if their behavior pattern will not be ethical, so then people will not say, Rakam Chochom Vinovin Hagoyaze. The Umiseilom will say, Rakam Chochom Vinovin Hagoyagodlaze. And Jews too will say, Rakam Chochom Vinovin Hagoyaze. If Mado, Sefer Amado, will go hand in hand with dedication to Chesed and Tzedek. That's the reason as to why the Rambam mentioned in the preamble to the Siddha Atira, Mishaych has the Chori Decha. Then we'll be able to inspire the Amim and the Sorin beyond your Ketivus Mari. Of course, there is a halachic justification for Torah and Mado. For Torah and Mado as the goal for Yeshiva University. And I can't even understand how anyone can be opposed to the idea of Torah and Mado as the goal for Yeshiva University. But Yeshiva University has to dedicate itself to the Yiseida Yiseideis V'amuda Chochmeis Leida Sheyin Shomrot Jorishen V'humamzi Komimtso V'honitzoyim Yishomayim V'oretz L'inimtzi U'elamiyim Tassimotzei. And the Mefoshim point out, why does the Rambam use the expression Yiseida Yiseideis V'amuda Chochmeis? It's not there from the Rambam to indulge in words. The Rambam always has followed the approach of Leilom Yilami Dodomi Talmidei Rosh Nitzor. The answer is because the mitzvah of Onicha Lishem Lekecho, according to the Rambam, as the Rambam himself points out in Meir Nebuchim, Book 1, Perek Lamed Gimel, implies two things, Emuneh and Chochmeh Yidiyeh. So, from the point of view of the Munech, so it is the Yiseida Yiseideis. And from the point of view of Mador Chochmeh, it has to be Amuda Chochmeh. So Yiseida Yiseideis, the Amuda Chochmeh is Leida Sheyin Shomotzu Rishen. And Torah and Mador have to go hand in hand with dedication to Chesed and to Tzedek. And in conclusion, I would like to tell a certain story about my father, Zechen Mevorach. My father, my mother. The reason as to why I want to mention that story, very simple. Because lately I got some letters from anonymous people. They mean well. So one person sent in to me, anonymously, I don't know who the sender is, but I don't know why he's wasting his money. So he sent in to me a copy of the Birkas Shmuel's Tshuva to Harav Schwab about studying in university. I don't know why all of a sudden he sent it in to me, I don't know. Maybe it has to do something with this lecture, I don't know. I don't know. They mean well. There's no doubt that they mean well. Now, I'm also aware of the tshuva of Robert. I knew Robert very well. Whenever he was in Warsaw, he stayed in my father's house. I knew Robert very well, as well as all those who sent in the tshuva to me. And in fact, I knew him very well. So I want to mention a certain story. Eschatoyah ani maskerayim. Eschatoyah ani maskerayim. Can't help it. So, when I was a young boy, I was a bookworm. I still am. A bookworm. And I like to read books. So, I started to read Freud. I'm his father, I'm making confession. So I started to read Freud. So then, I read by Freud an essay, The Judgment of King Solomon. You can find it in all the psychological work by Freud. It's in about 20 volumes under the subtitle Beyond the Pleasure Principle. And an essay on the judgment of King Solomon. And there he discusses the vintor that took place before Shlomo HaMelech between the two Noshim. Who came before Shlomo HaMelech, and they had a tiny. One woman said that she stayed in the same house with another woman, and she gave birth to a child. The other woman gave birth to a child, and then her child was a living child, and the other woman's child died. So then, when she woke up one night, so she noticed that the dead child, who was the child of the other woman, had been placed in her bed near her, and the living child was placed near the other woman. And the other woman said, no, other. The living child is my child, and the dead child is your child. So Shlomo HaMelech said, they should bring him his sword. So they brought him his sword, and then he said, he'll cut the living child into two halves, and the dead child into two halves, and don't make a chluke. He didn't exactly conform to the halacha of Schneimer's mitalis yachlech. That's what Shlomo Amalek said. So then one woman, the real mother said that, the real mother said, no, let her keep the living child. I don't want the child to be cut in half. And the spurious mother said, no, gamli gamlochli. It's better that way. Let's have the living child cut in half. So Shlomo HaMelech said, the woman who said, no, she doesn't want that the little child should be cut in half, that's the real mother. And the other one is the spurious mother. So Freud writes that people don't understand the real reason for King Solomon's psychoanalysis. He agrees, he appreciates, he admires Shlomo HaMelech's psychoanalysis, but people don't understand that the real reason. So, what is the real reason? People think that Shlomo HaMelech came to the conclusion that the real mother is the one who didn't want that a living child should be cut in half. The real reason as to why Shlomo HaMelech came to the inescapable conclusion that the one who did want that the child should be cut in half was the spurious mother, because the motive of hatred by far is much stronger than the motive of love. So as far as the reluctance by the real mother to have the child cut to half, that's not such a right boy. But the right boy was the fact that that woman said, cut the child, a little child, to half. Because the motive of hatred is much stronger than the motive of love. It's not complementary, to human integrity, but this is how it's been. I was very impressed with this essay, very impressed. I felt that this essay is a Brisker Chiddush of the Brisker Forms. Not always does Reb Chaim say there are two dinim, sometimes there is only one din, but the question is which din? Some people think that the Brisker approach consists in saying it's two dinim. No, not always. Sometimes there are more two dinim, there is only one din, but the question is which din? So this, I felt, I was 17 years old, that I felt that this is typical of the Brisker approach. I told it to my mother. My mother was also very impressed. So, my mother told me, Aaron, Zog the seatbelt in Tati. Tell her to talk. So, I was reluctant. So I was reluctant to repeat it to my father. I don't know, to my mother I wasn't reluctant, but to my father I was reluctant. Why, I don't know. I mean, I have to psychoanalyze myself. So I said, but we cannot see the woman talking about Tati Vins as Freud is not curious. My father knew very well, because my father read the Yiddish paper, he didn't read the New York Times, but he read the Morgen Journal every day, from cover to cover, every day, because he was interested in current events. So, by reading the Morgen Journal also, he found out about Freud's book and Moses and monotheism. So he knew that Freud was not curious, and that he wrote all kinds of nonsense. So I was reluctant to tell my father Yechidushitera by Freud. I felt uncomfortable about it. So my mother said, worse. I said, the Rambam, the Mont Aristotle, Aristotle is a Zechnisch Menke Maimi. He said, yes, he's coming to Mona Lazakta, but it's a Kabelis Remes Mishon. Anyway, my mother told me to tell it to my father, so I had to do it. But I postponed. Then, a few days later, a certain person, I'll mention his name because I'm only going to mention good things about him, not Chassid Sholem bad things, so it will not involve an Yisrael Lashon Hara. There was 50 years ago, there was in New York a certain person whose name was Dr. Rosenzweig. He was a very interesting person. In his young days, he was a Talmid in Slabotsky, and he was a good Talmid in Slabotsky, because when Arnot Hirsch, the altar of Slabotsky, sent a group of Mitzionim from Slabotsky to Rabitzel Lepanevizher, so this Dr. Rosenzweig was among the boys that Arnot Hirsch, the Mashgiach of Slabotsky Yeshiva, sent to Rabitzel Lepanevizher. So it probably was in Tzuyen, otherwise they wouldn't have sent him to Rabitzel Lepanevizher. Now then he went to Germany and he studied philosophy in Berlin, and then he became, he got a doctorate in philosophy, and he became an assistant to Hermann Kohl, the philosopher. And he was a real king, of course, a Yeshiv Halachas B'chol Yom, he was a very remarkable, a master, but a real king, and a big Yeshiv Halachas. He always learned, he was not a good tailor, but he was a Yeshiv Halachas, a big mentor. And he taught Bible in a college here in New York. So he happened to, he used to come to my father almost every 2 weeks. He was King Shiles, he discussed, he was a very interesting person. And he even told us, I mean the whole family, that one time Rav Meir Simche came to Berlin, we had to see certain doctors, he has an air. So he told Rav Meir Simche about Hermann Kohl. So Rav Meir Simche said he would like to meet Hermann Kohl. So he arranged a meeting between Rav Meir Simche and Hermann Kohl. And what did he discuss, Rav Meir Simche and Hermann Kohl? The Rambam about Prilin Yedir Nurshim. So then Hermann Kohl was very impressed. He never thought that the Rav is only involved in Torah learning, has such a profound insight in philosophical problems. So he used to visit my father almost every other week. So a few days after this, I read this essay by Freud. So he came to me. Then he started to talk about this one, that one, Albert Einstein, you know, all kinds. Then he started to talk about Freud. So I found that as an opportune moment in Shasa Krishna to tell my father what Freud said. As an opportune moment like this, it was difficult for me to mention it to my father, Zechenevor. It was difficult. But I would have done it anyway, but it became easy. When he started to talk about Freud, oh, so that's the opportune moment. So I mentioned to my father. So my father said, "Sehr gut. Rabbi was so special with his pilots. This is all of this. Sagimorin in Marcus." And then, that was in December. And the summer before that, I learned Marcus. Says, "I'm following Marcus." I couldn't understand. So he said, "The end of Marcus." So the Gemara says, "Bishleisha mikemis who fear ruach hakodesh be beis medroshim. Once be beis dinei shall fail, and once when he said tzot kol mimeni, and then another, and be beis dinei shall shleimei. When shleimei said." You should give the living baby to that mother. She is the mother. So, how do you know? So the answer is, because Bill Hakish, otherwise how could he have known? So the more is the kashe. So the more is the kashe, why Hakish? Maybe without Hakish, just with Chochmah. So the Gemara says, no, he couldn't have come to that conclusion just because of Chochmah, because of psychoanalysis. Because Dilma Alumi Kamara, maybe that woman, the so-called genuine, real mother, was just acting very smartly, sagaciously. Alumi Kamara. So the Gemara says, no, It couldn't be because of Arunakama. Because the other woman said, no, they should cut the child into two halves. So even without Ruach HaKodesh, so Shlomo could have come to that conclusion, just on the basis of Chosmah. But it's a Kabbalah that Shlomo said it the Ruach HaKodesh, but only because there is a Kabbalah. Otherwise, he could have come to the same conclusion without Ruach HaKodesh, because of the other mother. So the Gemara says so. Freud is right. So he says, the story about Abchaim, very interesting story about Abchaim. What's the story about Abchaim? Very interesting story. Abchaim was a Roven Brisk. So one time, the butcher of Brisk had a shaila about two bulls, and Ratzim Chazelik was known to be the biggest maker in Europe. But here there was such a case that even Ratzim Chazelik couldn't find the head. So Ratzim Chazelik paskened, Ratzim paskened. He delegated all the shaylas to Ratzim Chazelik. But he agreed with Ratzim Chazelik that there's no basis to be matir. And we had to be matir with two bulls, and that involved the loss of the few thousand rubles in Tsarist Russia in those days. So Ratzim Chazelik and Reb Chaim thought that when the psak will be given, so the butcher will probably become so angry, he'll start screaming it. No. Told the psak, it's straight. So he was mekabel the other psak. There, a few months later, so the same butcher added in Torah with another person before a fight, and he lost. But the amount that it involved was much less than the loss involved in the sack by the Chazalik, the two bulls are played. So when Abchai mentioned the sack, so the butcher started to scream at Abchai, call him all kinds of names, Gazlan Ritzeach. Sister, is my blood from here? I don't want to translate into English. Then, nothing. But Chaim at first didn't resolve that. But then, when he started to keep on screaming at Chaim, Gazlan Ritzeach, cursed. So Chaim said to him, this is a spawning, and get a voice from the desert. That's the story. That was close before Rosh Hashanah. Then Yom Kippur, my father told me the whole story. Then Yom Kippur, my father was then 17 years old, and the Chatovu was 10 years old, and the older brother of Yisrael Gershon was 19 years old, 20 years old. So, just as everybody was getting ready, you know, for the kippah in the shul, in the rock shul, so Chaim said to his children, to the three of them, Nadav is again from Schneidersh and Bismarck, because that butcher davened in the pillars Bismarck. All right, so they went. But Chaim had to go to Schneidersh and Bismarck, so no one knew, but no one dared ask him why. So he went with his three sons to the Schneider Shabbos. The reason was because there is halacha that if somebody insulted another person, so before Yom Kippur he has to ask in Chil. So since Reb Chaim at the end retorted back to the butcher and told him, Chutzpani, because it's from the Aroitzki Bezdin Shtevo, take it from me up. So he wanted to ask in Chil. So he came to Schneider Shabbos Meresh, and all the Jews, they had a talisim over their heads, and that which also had the talus over his head. So Reb Chaim couldn't determine who is that person whom he has to ask for. Everybody had his talus, so he went down and he tried to look until finally he found that butcher. So he started and said, Ebedenkt, Paras Shonot, Gatim Tire, or Tazom, in Bezalat Mir, or Bechas, is Gizokt, is there, is in Kippur, better by Chachim. So Dick, so he lifted the talus over his head. And he said to Rav Chaim, Meicho, the girl's rich. So Rav Chaim said to him in the presence of his three sons, the Betach Mechil Nechamot, Tzveikim, that the Lord from Tehran had the girl's rich, God's running out. So he said, no, you're not Meicho. So he said, better had it more. He said, you're not Meicho. You're not Meicho, I don't know how. So then Rav Chaim said, ich hab schon gebeten, drei Monate Chile, mehr darf ich nicht. Aber er meint, als ich hab gebeten Chile, weil ich hab gehandelt, neger der Diener, ich hab nicht gehandelt. Ich hab gerade recht, ich bin dran zurück. Ich hab sie auch noch in den Siedeln in Schalten. Aber in Kippa, als man beleidigt an Menschen, darf man beten Chile. Hat viele denn in Handel gebracht. Man darf beten Chile in Kippa. Ich hab gebeten hier, das ist mehr. Bei, man sind sie nicht weit, aber sie sind nach in Kippa, also was ist das? Und ihr habt. So dann wird sie noch selig gehört. So, aber Chilson Selig was on the verge of tears. Then, on the day of Yom Kippur, he was in Rav Chaim's house, and he was every day in Rav Chaim's house. So he says, he can't understand. He told them, like, how is it that person has such a chutzpah, such an spot? Yom Kippur, he doesn't want to be Mikol Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim stoops down so low. There's King Achille now. And the same person, when he got the psak about the two bulls that he has to lose 3,000 rubles. He was in Canada. How can you understand? So Rav Chaim said to him, was it Sarkashi? So Rav Chaim mentioned the Gemara in Matz. You see, that the motive of sinning is much stronger than the motive of love. So the motive of sinning is much stronger than even Avasatme. So there it was a question of Avasatme. You know, he was not a very generous person and he liked money. But because of the deen, so he was able to suppress his Avasamone. His Avasatme. But Avasamone is Avasatme. But here he was angry at me, not because he lost, because the other fellow won. David was in Kass. As in Kass, weil er der andere bei dem hat gewonnen. Nicht weil er hat verloren. Oh, nicht hier in der Knappe sein. Aber der andere hat gewonnen. So, ich sagte, ich muss das auch gesagt. Und was ist das auch in Spiles? So, I said, ich habe es beiles. Das ist doch, als der Seder hat uns gesagt, ob Freunde mich haben, wenn es uns der Seder hat gesagt. So, ich sagte, was ist das, als der Kelle, Freunde, der gute Kopf, ob er mich haben, wenn es uns gesagt hat. So, das ist dann. Denn Dr. Rosenzweig said, he asked him, and my father did not become angry at me. So I said, I even asked my father. He said, it's all right, because you have good friends. I said, I have a good thing to do with you. I have a good. That's what my father told me. So then Dr. Rothschild asked the child. He said, he heard my father say, I have a good thing to do with you. He teaches Bible in college. So he wants to know whether it's all right for him to mention what the Bible critics say in the course of Bible. He says, of course, I'll refute it. Damashitoshi. So my father said, no, you're not allowed to mention what Bible critics say. And then he told me, Alan, bring me a wreath of Sanhedrin. So, I brought a wreath from Sanhedrin. In those days, So the Shas did not have the Rif, at the end of. But there is a special chiddush of Rif and Shas. So there was a Rif and Zif. Now, that's one of the mountains. Kol Yisrael Yishlem Chelech Ma'abo, Shenem Avraham Echom Tzadikim Leilin Yishar Aretz Meitzem Atoim At Yodol Yisrael. Ve'yu Lehim Shem Yom Chelech Ma'abo, Ha'im Lehim Chiyas Ha'meitzem Atoim At Yodol Yishmaim Ba'at Yikiyas. Rabbi Tzidu Yimera Fachir Bisfor Machitein. What is for Machitein? So the Gemara says, Sitrei Duki. Rabbi Yisi Pomar, Rabbi Sinab, Nisir, also Nisir. So the Reed says, now, by the way, I mentioned it in Marmitinus, the Meiri on Sanhedrin says that when Rabbi Akiva says, Akiva is for Hakim Achim Rabot, Akiva, it means if somebody reads Sitrei Nini, Hakim Achim Rabot, has to show him. It means if somebody reads for Marikim, it is a reason la'olich, la'olich b'daitom, ha'kizeves, if he reads the form of Hakim in order to follow them, their paths, and to adapt their views, then it's in Hakim. But if somebody reads form of Hakim, whether also or not also, but not for the purpose of following their views, then has to show him that he should say that it's in Hakim. That's what he means. But then the Rif says, Rav Akiva Inni, Rav Akiva Bishvon HaChetain. Tome, Bisifre Nin, Eisom Shepir Shu, the Rif comes on ever. Eisom Shepir Shu HaTiro, Nidhi Muxubi, Al Pidaitom, Vino Isom Ho, Al Medrash Chachon. So what does Shvon HaChetain mean? Those who explain the Torah, not according to the Das Medrash Chazal. Ki yesh b'divrei emtzadmim b'chol mokim shepokho hamim shuvosom b'tzidom v'ato yudvorim teidim osom b'christ. So the Rif says that those books that interpret the Torah neged Medrash Chazal, even if there is something in the books that is double-tank, something that is very good, so you're still not allowed to mention it. So the question is, but Kabir is MS in Nishon way, the Rambam mentions Nuchatkim Shachiyesh, the certain things that he says there are based upon the Chachm Yovon, and we shouldn't hesitate to accept them just because they were not Jews, they are not Namim. Because Kabbalah says, Mishamah, it doesn't make any difference who says it, if it's based upon Fosni. So my father has a question. So why does the Rif say that he was born Tavim, Sheboem also traitor? And then the Rif says that those four of Pirshu HaTero Nebim Uksidim of Pidaitom and Yisomcho al Medrash Chachonim, so they who divrei emtzadmimus. When you forage the Tere and neged Medrash Chazal, so that's tzadmimus, that's minus mamesh. It's completely minus. Why does the Rif use the Lashon yesh b'divrei emtzadmimus v'chol mokim shepokhu aminim tshuvosom b'tzidom? Now the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that one Zion, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Lezer Meir, Hebishkeidlo Meteiro, Bidam Ashutoshet Vapkir. So that means, all the fortune say, sometimes it's muter, not even muter, it's necessary to study this day some meaning in order to be able what to say, what answer, to counteract them, the day some meaning. So Omer Rabbi Yechon, Bamedvon Amurim, Beapitiris Atzim, Avol Beapitiris Yisroel Oli. So Dama Shetoshit, that we are allowed to discuss with an Apitiris, only Apitiris Atzim, Apitiris Yisroel Nat, Koshkin Hippocrates. So my father said, from this reef it appears that when Gemara says Avol Beapitiris Yisroel Oli, it doesn't mean Apitiris Yisroel. If the Jew is an Apicarius, but he likes food, he's a Jew, and he was an Apicarius. Doesn't mean that you cannot mention anything that Dvorim Teivim that he said. Why not? Doesn't the Rambam mention Aristotle? Doesn't the Rambam mention Hippocrates? And Hippocrates was an atheist. Hippocrates writes that nature works by itself without a master. He was an atheist. Still, the Rambam attacked him for his apoptosis, but it wasn't taking the mention. So, just because Freud wrote an apoptosis, a sefer of Moses and monotheism, shall get the patrol says. But the one thinking that Freud discovered should be studied. The part he delved into the intricacies of the depths of human nature, of human sight. So, but that's only in regard when he says volunteering. Otto Kreisel. So it's only in respect to those two kings whose endeavor is to undermine the dishes at all. Aristotle's endeavor was not to undermine the Torah. It had nothing to do with Torah. Freud was not there. But his endeavor, his objective was not to undermine the dishes at all. Some male is born taking of Freud, we have to learn. But it's Tukin whose whole endeavor is to undermine the dishes at all. Like Bible critics or Talmud critics of all kinds. So that actually voluntarily also betrays some. So my father said back to Odyssey, so Abe actually voluntarily was his own Tomish Lernen, Al Haskamo de Hamo de Bormoin, Achille de Sitz with Madame Shetoshik, Avada Avada Tomish, and that's what the Gemore, that from Zion Sanhedrin says, Loishonu al Apichiris Akum, Avo Apichiris Yisrael, Koshkin di pokat fei, di omar abyechanen, kol mokim she pokro amin chubosam bityon. For example, the meaning said that according to the Torah, there are many rishuyim, because the Torah says, nafu odom bitzalmei lo kidmuseinu velo sharabim, but chubosam bityon vayasu odom bitzalmei kidmuseinu. So that means that kol mokim she pokro amin chubosam bityon. What's the purpose? Of kol mokim shepokho amin shubosam b'tiyon. So, and suppose it's not shubosam b'tiyon, monefshech, if we are not allowed even to argue with this kind of material. So what difference does it make whether shubosam b'tiyon or not shubosam b'tiyon? The answer is, if shubosam had not been b'tiyon, then we could say, he's not here. So that's the way you feel. But the fact that whenever they say something, as an explanation of the Torah, so Chubosam Bitzidon shows that they are not objective. Their primary goal is to undermine the Torah. Some melee, we should not even mention it voluntarily. Not because, so Dr. Rosenzweig says, Kabbalah Senes Mishomre, so my father said, Avada Kabbalah Senes Mishomre. But if their primary goal is to undermine the Torah, so it's not Enes, it's Chetah. It's only misleading, it's deceptively honest. That's why the Rish says, Tone bitifrenim, eisom shepirshu hatiro, nivim uksubim al pidaitom, v'lisom al nevash hachomim, ki yeish bidvorim tzadinus. The question of life, why did he say tzadinus? It's minus mamesh. No, yidin bidvorim tevi. So minus is lurking behind his own pain, because the whole endeavor is to undermine the issues at all. And this is so true. It made such an impression upon my mind. Because then, when I read about Wellhausen, so I saw that the whole purpose of the Bible quiz was not in order to explain something, you know, with intellectual honesty. It was the Bible criticism was the first step to undermine the issues at all, and it paved the road for the Nazi ideology. And whether it's Bible criticism or Talmud criticism is the same thing. Talmud criticism is much more dangerous than Bible criticism. Because Bible criticism, so at least the Catholics will not appreciate it. But Talmud criticism, everybody will appreciate it. Everybody! The Catholics will also like it. Cardinal O'Connor will like it. Talmud criticism, he will not like it. Bible criticism. So Bible criticism is not half as dangerous, is not even half as dangerous as Talmud criticism. And then my father mentioned the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuvov. The Gemara says in respect to the pasuk in Tehillim. Puritan days about Dayak. So the David says, The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuvos says that the question arose that by Deag, and Deag was a big one in Deag, but Deag, the Rambam mentions in Pirush HaMishneh, in Chum, so he says, Hanin, the Rambam's question is, והמין אצל חכמים במקריצי ישראל ואימרום שכה הצליחו זה הצליחו שישקירו הטיידס מיר נפשייסון בכל כל הדס הלנדים עלי משולם בשכלוסון ומרביבים הנדים במשנעים בניומו ואיזם הדס הדוסיס בניידים כאוסריש והקט הזויס הם קציקת דייג והחיסיסל גחזים Elisha Achaya Be'adim Elohim. Be'adim Elohim. And then he says, Ba'amoshim O'ilu Ota Lechon Shvetosom. V'kachomu, Tiraskiyam, Shvita Smin Labrizore, Piti Paskusi, Gili Yai Meser, Svora Tzitkik, Sifrei Kursmi. The question is, the Rambam wants to mention an example of me. So, whom do they mention? Only Lombi. They are Hinsel, Gehazi, Elisha Acher, there were no other person besides these. The answer is, here the Rambam says, Svor of Sifri Kisim, my father said, Svor of Sifri Kisim, in other words, even if he writes Torah, so it is to be considered a Sifri Kisim. That doesn't apply to any other person. Only to that, because he, when he pours the Torah, Shalil Kinerish Rachomim, whose whole goal is to undermine the vicious at all. And that was the goal of the Bible critics, starting with Wellhausen. It paved the road for Nazi Germany. And this is the goal of the Talmud critics. And the fact that they use a fancy name does not change the picture. The whole purpose of Bible criticism and of Talmud criticism is to undermine the vicious at all. So the Gemara says that they are wanted that cheese the return with the big one should be mentioned in the Bismedrash. So David says, Gam keil yitot kol lenetzach yachticho v'yisochacho me'eyav that le'lishtoma dvoro v'blesmedrash that even the dvorim taping of Bible critics or Talmud critics have no place in your oil shoteo. Now, briefly in conclusion, the goal of Yeshiva University is Torah and Mabel. And I think that Mabel is very broad. It's not to be limited to natural sciences. It includes the humanities and the social sciences and music. I don't think Chassid Shalom rock and roll music, but lofty music it includes. And so it's the place of if you put it shall get this new boy shame, but there is no place for Bible criticism or Talmud criticism in the holy shame because of the potty that came in touch for Netta, Yachtifo di Zachacho, Ne'eel, the Shehoshko, Ne'eel, Tzheimsel. In conclusion, I would like to mention one minor hadal. By Borch is on Yisroel by Yenahu Leinir. Behoi Borch Yisroel Leinir. Yisimcho Elikim Kifayim Lechimashim. So Rashi says, Habor li Borch es Meir, Habor li Borch es Tomidei. Yiborch lehem bezei Aloshin. Yisimcho Elikim Kifayim Lechimashim. Kifayim Lechimashim. So in other words, here we have Aloche. This is the formula of Broche that we have to employ. Whenever a father wants to bestow his blessing upon his children, whenever a teacher wants to bestow his blessing upon his disciples, he has to say, "Behold, Baruch Yisroel Emeir, Yisimcha Elikim Kefrayim Lechimashim." What's so unique about the Kefrayim Lechimashim? But I think that the meaning is very simple. Chazal tell us that Ephraim was philosophy nothing. He was Mikabeir, all the Torah, that Yosef HaTzadik was Mikabeir from Yaakov Avinu, and that Yaakov Avinu in turn was Mikabeir b'smet Rosh Hashoshim Neida. So he was, I would say, Ephraim was the Rosh Hashiva type, prototype. Menashe was a word because he knew languages, he knew all the branches of wisdom, he was a professional. Ephraim was, I wouldn't say Ephraim was just a Kohenich, he was a Rosh Hashiva, a big Rosh Hashiva Ephraim. And Menashe was a big professional. He knew everything, language, everything. So, Bechol Yivorach Yisroel Emeir, Yisimcho Elikim Ephraim v'Menashe. In other words, the endeavor and the goal of the Yeshiva University has to be to train Ephraims and Menashes. Not everyone can be an Ephraim. Unfortunately, the Yemes HaMashiach has not arrived yet when it will be the Chol Bonayach Lamudei Hashem. So, it's not Chol Bonayach Lamudei Hashem. But, so, the Yeshiva University's goal should be to train Ephraims and Menashes. But when Yaakov Avinu bestowed his blessing upon Ephraim and Menashe, so Sikiras Yodov, like that, what does that symbolize, Sikiras Yodov? That means there has to be integration between the training of Ephraim and the training of Menashe. True Ephraim is going to be Mosul Itero, it will be Terosim Nose. But even Ephraim with Moshe Latero will be involved and will be Rosh Hashiva. But he has to be a little Menashe too. If he will not be any Menashe, he will not be versed in Chochmas Eilam, he will not know science, he will not know humanity, he will not be able to pass Kishayos properly. Not everyone is a Goyim, is a like Hamisha Feinstein, who in half an hour can understand better than a scientist, and he'll certainly not be able to inspire the Amin, the Asorim, to La'aretz Amin, the Asorim, et Yotno, Ketivus Mari. In order to be able to inspire other people in the beauty of Torah, he himself has to be proficient in the sciences and in the arts, and he has to be educated. Otherwise, he will not be able to inspire Amin, the Asorim, with the beauty of the Torah. So every Ephraim has to be a little Menashe. And on the other hand, every Menashe has to be a little bit of Ephraim. Sikiras Yodov, that should be the goal of Yeshiva University. Sikiras Yodov, Simcho Elikim Ephraim v'Menashe. By all means, Yeshiva University should train engineers and sociologists and doctors and dentists and economists and even musicians. And I would suggest I have another project for Yeshiva University. They should open up a school of diplomacy to train Kissinger, should be Bnei Torah. Then it will be, as I mentioned in the Droshe, at the reception that was given for Rav Leder Shapiro Shlita, and for me, the whole Benayich Limudi Adishem, the Altikho Benayich Ala Boinoich, doesn't mean Boinoich builders, all the same builders. It means Boinoich intellectuals, Altikho Benayich Ala Boinoich. Boinoich means your intellectuals, your understanders, from being, not from Boinoich. From being in the Gemara, in Yiddish says, "Bino nosnak vivocho, b'isho yitzem b'ish, shenema v'yiven es atzelo ashalokach me'ish, le'isho." So it appears from this Gemara that v'yiven is not to be understood in the sense of he built, but he endowed the ribs of Adam with superior intelligence. So al tikcho b'nayich al b'inoich, if the Boinoich, your intellectuals, your doctors and your dentists and your engineers and your economists and your sociologists and your businessmen and business people and your accountants and your musicians and the professors of literature and music and art and Billy Murray and Sharon, then we have Slim Benayer. I think that if Yeshiva University would open up a school of diplomacy and train different as they thought, that would be colossal Kiddush Hashem. So there is a place for every branch of wisdom in Yeshiva University. But there is one thing which is not wisdom. He has no place in Yeshiva University. And that Bible criticism and Talmud criticism, even the Dvorim Tevim, had no place. Because Kovokin Shepokho Hamin Chubostom Bikidon, and it's Yesha Nizwen, we have to be on guard that not one seemingly devotee should be mentioned in the Holy Shame. There is no Mukbolim saying that in Tumeh the antithesis of Dushe, but in Bible criticism and in Talmud criticism, there are no imitations of Dushe. It's Kumetume, pure and simple. No imitation of Dushe. So the goal of Yeshiva University should be the Simcha Elokim Kefraim Lachem Nashe. Yeshiva University should train Ephraim Big Menashe, who should be little Ephraims in Torah, and big Ephraims, but little Menashe in Chochmah.